With Rills, Director of Football, Eddie Morris-Jones, after tonight's 3-2 defeat at Holyhead in the Hughes Grey Alliance. Overall, a disappointing night for the Lily Whites, and a night where having the majority of lion's share of possession couldn't create the chances to get the result tonight.
Yeah, difficult to take that one, and we've only got ourselves to blame, you know, in that respect. You know, we haven't adapted to the conditions well enough, and there was no urgency in the first half. You know, we just had a good chat now, and it seems to be that we've gotten a bit of a trend that we have to go a goal down or not perform well enough in the first half and get a roast at half time or we change something or we, like you say, we go a goal or two down and we actually realise we've got a game on our hands. And I think once we play with that, it's like we play with that little bit of freedom or it doesn't matter what happens sort of attitude or and we have that urgency. We see a better team, you know. We perform like we did in the second half, we win that game, you know, fair and square. It's as simple as that, and we keep doing it, and it's getting a normality now, and we've got to change.
And overall, the conditions and the pitch, quite a heavy pitch at kickoff, and towards the end of the goal mouth, it's got quite muddy. Ball got stuck in the goal mouth a few times as we've tried to force the equaliser.
Yeah, the pitch is the pitch, you know. Both sets of teams have to play on it. They adapted better to suit them than we did, you know. We've got experienced players out there that should have equipped themselves a lot earlier in the game, you know, 5-10 minutes after the warm-up. You know, they should be getting used to the pitch and the service where we didn't. We were letting lads run by us. We didn't play that little the fight that we shown in past. And like you say, if you give a club or a team that little bit of something to hold on to, if it's a goal or a few free kicks, you know, that lift of confidence, they'll be a tough team to beat, and I felt that's what we did. We gifted them opportunities, we allowed them to play, we didn't really get in their face like they did to us, and they made it tough for us for the first half. And then we have changed the second half, but we've gone out there, like I say, with that desire, that little bit of urgency and that hungriness to get on the ball and be brave. And the second 45, you know, we've the better team. You know, okay, we've thrown bodies forward and we've sacrificed players in areas, and we've been punished on the break because we wanted to go for the win because we felt that's what we deserved. You know, the lads have come off hurting because they felt they did, and it is frustrating, you know, but like I say, we've only got ourselves to blame from the poor first half.
And probably one of the positives, Kai Wallace came on as sub, some good touches and got a goal before probably an unfortunate sending off, but overall good impression.
Yeah, Kai's been great. You know, he's been really lively since he's come in, and he's got great ability, you know, and it's good to see. He's eager, he's hungry, he wants to get on the ball. And you know, okay, we started the second half brilliantly, but when he went on, he was so lively and got on the ball, and I believe he caused them so many issues. And it was the areas he was getting on the ball they had to really put the foot in. And okay, for me, it's not a sending off, a card, anything. Really poor decision, but you know, we get that, you know. And then throughout the season, you win them and you lose them. It's one of them. I'm not going to complain about that. But yeah, it's a disappointing night overall.
And looking ahead now, next Saturday back at Educate Group Stadium, home a game against Buckley. Hopefully get this match tonight out of the system, and hopefully get back with a win.
Yeah, we've still got to, you know, go move forward. You know, there is positives out of tonight. You know, I don't want to sound too negative because even the first half we still looked like we could we create a lot of chances. It was just that clinical in the final third, and we drill it into the lads. We win games defensively in the final third and tackling in the final third, so it's just our decision making and a bit of sloppy play in either end. But yeah, it is disappointing, but we'll move on. You know, the lads are frustrated, but they'll use that as fuel for next week. You know, this is going to be a tough game. Every game every week is tough in this league, and we know that, and this is no different. You know, it's a tough place to come on a Friday night, but we'll recharge for next week, and we'll be right, we'll be okay.
Cheers, thanks.
Cheers, thank you.